Today's daf is Bechoras daf Mem Beis. Mem Beis, the last daf here in the sixth parak of Maseches Bechoras, parak al Elu Mumin. And we are on Mem Aleph Mem Beis, four lines from the bottom. And again, this month's shiurim are sponsored in memory and Le'ili Nishmas Yitzchak Aryeh ben Menachem Mendel, Mr. Leo Schachter, sponsored by his grandchildren and great-grandchildren, the Osteen, Tenenbaum, Braun, Leichtung, and Greenberg families. Okay, Mem Aleph Mem Beis. So we had a Mishnah relating to, and today's daf is relating to, Androgynous and Tumtum and the related issues. Again, Androgynous having both male and female physical characteristics, and Tumtum having, it's covered. Tumtum, it's Metumtam, it's Atum, it's closed up. Tumtum could eventually be opened, and one could find out what it is, but meanwhile, it is Atum, it is closed up. Ambiguous genitalia, as it's called. Tumtum and Androgynous. And that was the what the Mishnah discussed. I mean, Malaf and Aleph, what's the halacha of a Bechor? How do we treat these animals? Right? We know a Bechor has to be a male. A Vade Bechor has to be a male. A Suffolk male is a Suffolk Bechor, and there are different halachas about what you do about a Suffolk Bechor. So how do we treat Androgynous and Tumtum? That is what was discussed in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, if you remember the Deos, the Tanakama had held Tumtum and Androgynous, Loba Mikdash or Loba Medina. Right? Meaning, they're a Suffolk. We're not sure what to do with them, and therefore they cannot be shechted as a karban, because you're not sure what they are, and it's excluded based on a pasuk, but they also cannot be shechted in the Medina, because maybe they're males. And if they're males, so then you cannot be shechted until they get another mum. Rabbi Yishmael said, Ein lecha mum gadol mizeh. No, it's a bechor, and it has a mum. We discussed yesterday, is that a vada, is that a suffix? What was Rabbi Yishmael's halacha? That was the unanswered question that we did not, that we ended up with yesterday on yesterday's daf. But he holds that at least, there's a possibility that it is a bechor with a mum, and therefore it can be shechted outside the mikdash, right? That's regarding Androgynous, at least according to Rabbi Yishmael. The Chachamim omrim eino bechor el nigzas v'nevan. The Chachamim say no. The third opinion of the Mishnah was the way that Rashi and the Gemara is going to interpret it, bir yibifnei atzma, and therefore it's not a male. If it's not a male, so then it can be shechted outside the mikdash, and there's no iser of giza v'avoda, right? Even if in this regard, because it's not a karban, it doesn't have kedusha at all. Okay, so v'chacham omrim eino bechor v'chulu amar of chizda machlokes b'androgynous. The whole machlokes, as we described in the Mishnah, like the Rabbanan Basroi, the last shita that says that it's a birya b'fnei atzma, that's only by androgynous. Aval b'tumtum divrei akol sveikahu v'kadosh b'sveika. But tumtum, nobody says birya. Nobody says birya. Tumtum, you just don't know. Right, it's either a zachor and a keva. So tumtum is a suffix. Even the Rabbanan Basroi, who say in the last line that an androgynous can be shechted bachutz, they would not say that by tumtum. That it's suffix and kadosh mi sveika. That is Rav Chisda's diak. Again, the idea of birya bifnei atzma, which means when there is a type of doubt, it achieves a status unto itself. It's not just suffix. So we've mentioned that comes up in at least two other places in halacha as well, where there is a situation of doubt, and you could view it as you have elements of both, and therefore it stays as a doubt, or it's vadai, a new status, because of both elements coming together. And that's what we say, bein hashmashus, koi, and androgynous. Right, those three, at least. Maybe there are others, but those are three that one could talk of in terms of this middle status. Here we have androgynous, suffik zachar, suffik nekeva, but that might make it into a birya bifnei atzma, according to some tanoim, bein hashmashos, suffik yom, suffik lila. Right? Maybe there's a time period, right, that the pashtus of bein hashmashos is that it's really suffik yom, suffik lila. There is a moment in time where it splits, where the yom finishes and the lila starts, and until that, because we don't know that, so that's why there is twilight, and it's Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila. But theoretically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Right? That's the pashtus. That's what it sounds like from various sources. Remember the Rashi? Rashi, it might be, Rishon Bayechoi, right? Rashi quotes Rishon Bayechoi at the beginning of Brachos. Perek Aleph. Maybe the end of Perek Beis. Right? On the pasuk of Vayechulu. On the pasuk of Vayechulu, Rashi quotes after the Maisa Bracious says, I just find it right here. Says, Bechulashmei Baruch Chotzva'am, Perek Beis Pasik Aleph, says, Rashi, Vayachalo Kem Bayam Hashvi, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Basar v'adam she'ini yodei ita v'ragav, so achlozim michal ha'kodesh. A human being has to be mosif michal ha'kodesh. V'yachal Hashem finished on day 7. He finished on day 7? He didn't finish on day 7. He finished on day 6. Day 7 was Shabbos. But from our perspective, he finished on day 7, because we don't know exact moments. So a human being that doesn't know itav or gav, sarach lozim yichal ala kodesh, aval kodesh baruch hu she yodea itav ur gav, Hashem knows exact time. He's outside of time. He created time. Nichnas bo kachut asayra, u nira ki'ilu kilo bo bayom. It's ki'ilu, he finished that day. That's why he says, v'yichal alokim bayom ashvi, even though we didn't finish that day. He finished on day 6. But from our perspective, we don't know exact time. It's ki'ilu kilo bo bayom. Right, and that's the Rashi's first shot. Rashi gives another shot that says the world was chaser Shabbos, and therefore Menucha, and Hashem had to create that also, and that's why it's Vachal Kamei Yamashi. But what impression do you get from that Chazal? That there is a second in time where day goes till and night starts. That's, and Bein Hashmash is just Mishum Safek. But there is evidence, there's a Ritva in Mesechas Yuma that says Bein Hashmash is what the Achronim call a Din Safek. It's Safek B'Torah Vadai. Right, and therefore, one can talk about a unique status. There's Yom, there's Laila, and there's Ben Hashmashas. And there can be unique halachas during Ben Hashmashas, not just Mishum Safek. That's the Ritva in Yuma, and Rav Salvechik and Rishim Mashirim discussed this as well. But that's Androgynous Biri Befrei Atzma, that's Ben Hashmashas, and you have it by Koi too. Is Koi a Biri Befrei Atzma? Or is Koi something different, right? Safek Chaya, Safek Behema. So is that really just Safek? And you take the Chumras of both Shitos in terms of Chalev, in terms of Kisi Adam, right? Or does it have a certain status? That's on a Daraisa level. On a Durabana level, there might be another example, and that is Demai. Right? Demai is on a Durabana level, right? We know Rov Ame Aretz Ma'asrin Hein. Rov Ame Aretz do take off all Shumas and Maestras, right? They take off Shuma Gedola for sure. That's not the Safek. But what about the other? What about Maaser Rishon and Shumas Maaser in the Maaser Rishon? That's the Safek. So what about Meiras Maaser name? But the question, Midrabanan, is, did Chazal give it the status of Macholas Asuras Midrabanan Betores Vadai? Meaning, if I did eat my and it ended up not being a problem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that the Amaris already took off Shumas and Maasers. But I ate it. So what did I violate? So I didn't listen to the Rabbanan. That's true. But that's what the Achronim discuss also, is Demai, and this seems to be implicit in some discussions in the Gemara, is Demai an Isser, a Gzeira B'Torah Vadai, or is it only B'Torah Safek? Okay, so that's just four examples, there are others, but three on a Daraisa level, one on a Darabana level, in terms of this Safek status. So Rav Chisda says that the only Safek, the only time you have this type of discussion is by an androgynous. That's where there's an opinion that can say Birya. But then it's a unique third category, male, female, and androgynous, in terms of this. But when it comes to tumtum, it's for sure a suffix. So Amalei Rava, Rava says, really? Is that true? Elameata ba'arachin ye'arech. So when it comes to arachin, the sugi is at the end of Sefer Vayikra, where we know every person, every male, every female, based on age, has a certain value, we'll call it. Elameata ba'arachin ye'arech. So why shouldn't he be able to get a erich? Why? Alamatanya. Why did it say hazachar v'lo tumtum v'androgynous? Right? Well, the hazachar excludes tumtum androgynous. But if it's true that everybody agrees that a tumtum is either a zachar or an akeva, then why doesn't it have an erich? Just pay the larger amount. Right? It's one or the other. So if you're ma'arich a, if I say about a tumtum, that I want to give the erich of him or her, so just give the larger value to the Beis HaMikdash. Why do we say that it's excluded? If you want to exclude Androgynous, it's fine. That's Biri Bifnei Atzma. You want to say Arachan only applies to Zachar and Akeva, fine. But if I say that a Tumtum is either a Zachar or an Akeva, I just don't know. So just be Machmir and give the higher amount. Why are they excluded? Answer, Sami Mikan Tumtum. Okay, you're right. Delete. Take out Tumtum from this Brisa. It only excludes Androgynous, but Tumtum would have Arachin. Tashma, similar. Yachod lo yehe be'erich ish. You might think that he is not in the erich of an ish, the higher value. Aval yehe be'erich isha, but he's in the lower value. Tamalomar hazachar im nekeva, the next pasuk says. V'lo tumtum androgynous. And again, same thing. Tumtum androgynous are excluded from not only the erich of the ish, but also the erich of the isha. So samim mikan tumtum. No, take it out. You're right. Tashma, a third, similar. Im zachar, im nekeva. And the Shidduch Kubetzes changes the girsa here. He takes out the word vadai, because the question definitely seems to go smoother without the word vadai and vadas. Im zachar nekeva, zachar unekeva velo tumtum androgynous. Right, and they are excluded. Right, so therefore, right, if it was zachar vadai, so then that would exclude tumtum. There wouldn't be a question. But if it's just zachar nekeva, not tumtum androgynous, why, again, why is tumtum excluded? After all, tumtum is a suffix nekeva, suffix zachar. Sami mikan, tumtum. Again, we take it out. Tashma, fourth. Tashma, zachar velo nekeva, kshu omer lamata zachar, shein tamalomar. Why does that have to say it again? Mata velomar lahotzi tumtum vandrogonus. So, exclude. Sami mikan, tumtum. So again, we just keep deleting tumtum. According to Rav Chisda, all of these brises will not have the word tumtum in them. Stop there for a moment. Let's talk a little bit about Arachin, which is going to come up in a couple of mesechtas, a couple of weeks, I should say. And that is, Arachin, as we know, is a form of a way that I can be mechayev myself to pay the Beis HaMikdash. A way that I can be mechayev myself. I could do it through just Demay, which we know, just the value, and figure how much that cost on the market. I could do it through Arachin, which are Kavu in the Torah. I could do it through Cherem, which is a different word. All of these are mitzvahs. All of these are separate categories. Remember, the Rambam counts, and the Chinuch after him, counts areas of halacha as mitzvos. Doesn't mean that I have to do it. If I go through life never giving an Erech, it doesn't mean that I'm a chaser in my Avodas Hashem, even Bizman HaMikdash. Right, but the Rambam counts areas of halacha. Bor, Shor, Toin V'Nitan. All of these are mitzvos in the Rambam. The Ramban, on some of them at least, gets upset. You know, why is that a mitzvah? That's just a halacha. But it's not counted as one of the 613. But the Rambam here quotes the mitzvah of Arachin. This one's a little different, right? It is something that I do. It's not just an area of halacha. But that's the Rambam and the Chinuch. The Rambam here in Mitzvah Kuf Yudalet, I'll read it from the Chinuch. Law, but the formulation of the mitzvah doesn't say it's a mitzvah to give an erech. Ladun be'erechei adam. Right, that's the mitzvah according to the Chinuch. Basically, on Beis Din, it's ladun. Ladun be'erechei adam. Klomar, misha amar, erki alai, o erech ploni alai, sheyitein la'kohen kefi ha'erech she'amar velo pachos. He should give to the Kohen. So again, is the mitzvah on the person? Once he takes the erech, then he's included. Is the mitzvah on Beis Din to make sure he does it? He starts off with ladun, but then he says, sheyitein, not 100%. Right? Sheyitein lekohen, kvi erech ha-sha'amar v'lo apachos, or when the Mechaz Chanuf says to the gizbar, v'avdafka the kohen, it's not mamon kohen, it's mamon of the bedek abayas. Kamo shabav akazim l'furz b'zachor dekeva l'fiches ron ha-shanim. Shneemar ish ki afli neder berkhan ha-fashos l'ashem, v'din arachin hu bechlal nidre hektish. Lefichah chayav analei mishum lo yachel dvaro umishum balta acher l'shalmo umishum kachol ayotim mipiv yaseh. The Chinuch puts it into the world of nedarim and hakdashos, and one has to go within that world. There is a question in Lamdus. The Menachas Asher has this at the end of Vayikra. Yes, Arachin is a unique way of saying that I'm going to give money to the Beis HaMikdash. But once I buy into the system, so to speak, once I did it, is it just staka? Is it just a fancy form of staka? Or is it something totally different? The mechanism that I use is for sure different. But does that mean the content of the halacha is also different? That's the question, the achakira that he deals with at the end of Vayikra Simen Samach Zayin. Yesh la'ayim b'yesodin arachin, ma'chidash yesh bo. V'yesh la'farsha b'shnei drachim, echa, shalo chitcha Torah, ela, es erko shal kol adam adam. The Torah is machadesh, this concept of erech, of what the value is. It's not really value, it's a number. A number that each person is connected to. Ach la'acha, shachitcha, de'ena, marach, mischai, l'fi erko shal adam, li'marcha b'shuk, ela b'schum shekatzva. Once the Torah says, don't go by damim, if you say erech, you go by these values, shuv chayiv amarach, midin klali shal nidrit stock of a hektish. Ve'en chidish pe'etzem geder ha'hischaivus shel arachin. Is that true? Or no. Beis, etzem ha'hischaivus shel arachin, din misuyam hu, ve'en chiyuvo mikoch neder, ela midin arachin. It's different. What if you have no idea what the value is? Right? If you're no dave something to give to tzedakah, you have no idea, then you're lacking das. How can you see your chayiv in that case? But maybe arachin, you buy into the system, it's automatic. So there are many rayas that he brings on the tzad of it is unique, just the fact that it's a separate mitzvah. We have a mitzvah of tzedakah. right? This is a separate mitzvah. The Rambam counts this, and the Chiddush counts it as a separate one of the Taryag. Right? If it's just tzitzis, if it's just stuck up, then he shouldn't count a separate section. And you get that impression. You get that impression from the Torah Shebech Zav, and he quotes a Chazon Ish here in Kachim in Simen Chavtes, V'nira be'inyin ha'arachin, she'eino chai midin nether, ez asach ha'chatzav, elashu nitvas b'mitzvah sa'arachin, ke'inyin ha'tfasas nezirus, u'mischayiv b'mitzvah sa'torah b'tashlumei arachin. Like nezirus is unique. V'imlo shilim over ba'asei shel arachin, v'kavanasa berura, t'lo din nether yishkan, ela mitzvah arachin v'nether l'chud, v'arachin l'chud. So that's the impression that you get. But he notes the Chinuch Slasha that I just read before, which is the language of the Rambam. Ha'arachin harehim b'chal nidrei hektish. So that kind is putting it back into the system that we are used to. Unless you say there's still a difference between the two. Right? He notes that maybe arachin is more v'nira l'chora. He says based on a Gemara in Chulin, da hevdel bein neder la'arachin hu ke'ein hevdel bein tashlume mamon l'tashlume knas. Similar to the chilek of mamon and knas. The kochi yuvei mamon chalam ala adam ishas asiba hamachayeves. Aval kras ein chivar hava debedin. As we know, according to many, not everybody agrees to this, that's Rabbi Chanan, but according to many, the chiv mamon flows from the event itself. I borrowed money, I owe money because I borrowed money. I damaged you, so I owe because I damaged you. Knas, you're not chayev until Bezin says you're chayev. If I steal, if I'm a ganav, I'm not chayev kefel because I stole. I'm only chayev keren. Once Bezin says I'm chayev, so then I have to pay. Like if I'm modeb knas, if I come to Bezin, I don't have to pay the knas. Right? The knas, according to many sources, Rabbi Kiva Eger in Makas Daf Hei, says that the knas does not exist until Bezin is mechayev it. So it could be that is a similar idea between damim and arachin. While damim more flows from the act, while arachin flows from the Torah's chiv. Right? It's kind of like the Torah saying it, not just flow from what I did. Again, not an exact parallel, but that's somewhat parallel. There is a fascinating suggestion of Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel in Gevur Shmonim. Right, we just mentioned that recently. The Gevur Shmonim is the Rabbi Yosef Engel Sefer. He has two Sfarim printed together. Gevur Shmonim and Ayin Panim LaTorah. Right, Gevur Shmonim is one question, 80 answers. Ayin Panim LaTorah, one question, 70 answers. So in the Gevur Shmonim, which is the question of from Zvachim Mem Zayin, right, the question from the Shita of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, who says that Bailim can be Mefagel if they have a Pigel thought. So then how could an Isha Sota ever work? A woman would just think Pigel, and then she'll ruin the carbon, and the carbon will never work, and the water will never work. Right, that's the Yeshayla. He writes in Os Aleph, Shamati Makshim. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, this really is Zachim, the Bailim Mefagelim, okay, how he calls Sota, how he says Yechol Lefagel, and Chasa, Vishuv Lotuv Dak. Right, and then he has 150 pages answering that question. So if you look in number 79, right, Ayin Tes, I think it was meant to know, it's earlier, I'm sorry. It's on page Nun Zayin in mine, something Tes, right, this is Mem Tes. In Mem Tes, in the context of giving an answer, he talks about Arachin, and he has a formulation that says, just like if a Makdish an item, so that item has a chalos, and until you're poda it kind of has the status of hektish. So he says a similar idea by Arachin. You can't aser davar sheino shelo, but you could put a status on your friend. Not that there's any nafkamina that he's aser to do anything, but it's a little bit, and therefore you have to be poda that. He writes, Gama omer erki alai havi makdish, shapir kli yadua, dahainu gufo, va'atzmo, shuhu makdisho, elosha podeo acharkach miana hektish vidme erko, vidomi lamekachu memkar, mashenkin bebuchui v'atzmo lasis kach v'kach legavoa, umivur, he quotes that from the Shulta Giborim. So he says, what do you see from the Shulta Giborim? Da archinu chalos mahus kedusha al hanerach, v'nisneis d'me ha'erech hu pidyon ha'kedusha. V'im kein, mi d'yeish koach v'adam laharich gamas chaveiro, v'loma erech ploni alayim kein, al karchav de'efshar la'adam laharfis mahus gam b'shal chaveiro, kol she'ein mafsid l'chaveiro b'davar. As long as my friend isn't affected at all, I could put a status on him. There's no nafkamina. There's no nafkamina in terms of his limitations. The nafkamina is that I have a chiv to give to the base of Migdash in order to remove that status. V'yalkein gam mahus kedusha de erech di gamkein mahus kedusha she'eno seres b'shum davar. Dim lokein omer ki alai yehei aser lahanas bimenu. There's no iser hana. And he quotes, sometimes you can have that idea. V'akarchach du minu mahus kedusha de'eno seres b'chayeves no seres b'shum davar v'chulu. That's what he says. I don't know if he would say the same thing by Pidgin HaBen. Right, Pidgin HaBen, right? The Rabbi Yaakov at the end and the Svarno at the end of Bo say, Beferish, it's not a status, you have to be Pode, it's not Aser Bahana beforehand. It's just a mitzvah Nesina. But that's what maybe is a similar idea. Maybe we say the same thing there by Pidgin HaBen, in terms of a payment that removes the status. That's the Gvir Shvonim, the Minchas Asher in that same piece, is Metameh, that you have such a formulation. No, it sounds like but if you say that, then for sure it's different than Staka. If you say that kind of it's a different type of mechanism and staka, but this is some of the world of Arachin. The Chiddush continues back to where we mentioned before, the shorish of the mitzvah of Arachin, Misharshi HaMitzvah, Lafisha HaAdam, Lo Yishtatef Be'alyonim Zulasi B'dibur. Right, how do we connect to the heavenly spheres? Actions is not parallel, because actions are all physical. There's nothing physical in the Shemayim. Speaking is something that is not physical. Speaking, sound. Fuhu kol achilek hanichbad shebo. V'ze yikr ba'adam nefesh chaya. K'de metargim unkelis v'avis l'adam ruch ha'malo. We speak differently, but, you know, ha'shamayim misaprim kevokel. Misaprim. Right, does that just mean by acting? There's a type of dibur, whatever it is. Maybe just through existing. Kishar chalki aguf meisim heim. V'im yafsida adam ze achilek atov yishar aguf meis. You're using your spiritual activities and abilities to say you're going to give something to the base of English, so you have to fulfill it. Okay, so it's part of the idea of Nadar. It's a fascinating also, Klayakar, very interesting, what this is doing at the end of Ayikra, the parasha of Arachin, right after the mitzvah of Tochacha. Right, the mitzvah, right after the curses of Tochacha. So the Klayakar, right, the last Klayakar in Sefer Vayikra, says people give tzedakah when they're at tzaras. You know, we should give tzedakah every day of the year, but often when there's a tzara, when there's a difficulty, that's when people start, that's when we start giving extra. Bavur, Refuah Shleima, and Parnasa, and the Chulu. So next to the klalas, you have staka. It's just human nature, says the klayakar. Salah parshazula klalas lomar she saw nodrim beis sara ki Yaakov shay nodrim beis sara liti ma'ase mikol avalogi Yaakov mikol v'chol ki Yaakov gama acher shavra at sara lo sarman aderech hatov avaladoros zed darkam kesel lomo she nodrim beis sara ubaavur sofa sara v'tzuka heimetchartim v'shavim l'suram. And that shouldn't be. We should be able to give it. Always. Alkein sama parshas ki yafli la parshas at tochacha v'dibra kaza behove. Ava kol masha adam oseh b'lo hechrich miratzon, zeo anikra yom ratzon l'ashem, v'yafik miratzon me'ashem. That's the best. When we give it, when there's no tzara, and it's just that we want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's a little of Arachin, and getting back to Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda again said, androgynous is the machlokes, but tumtum is for sure a safik nekeva safik Zachar, and all of these, we changed the gears in all these cases, because Tumtum would be included in Arachin, according to Rav Chisda. He wouldn't be excluded. Tashma, let's try again. Hanev, Adva Muksav, Esav, Amachir, we're talking about Malika. If somebody did Malika to a bird, that was a bird of Avodah Zarah. Nevad, or Muksa, set aside. Esnan, Mechir, Esnan, used for a payment to a zona. Mechir, switch with a dog. Tumtum, androgynous, also on this line. They all are metamin begadim beis abliya. Meaning, if I did malika, usually malika would remove tumas nevela, because you know that's what I'm supposed to do to a carbon. But all of these, they are inherently psulim baali mumin, and therefore they create tumas nevela. Metamin begadim abeis abliya. Right? Rashi says kishar nevelas of tahar. Like any other nevelas of tar, dimalikaso ena malika vahavi nevela, right? The malika is not a malika; it's a nevela. Ve'ila biryehu amayin a malika. So now we get to the question, as we'll see, according to the Tanakhama, right? If it's not a birya, so then right, it has tumtum and androgan is both on this list. So if it's not a birya, so why wouldn't it be a malika? If it's a zachar or a nekeva, so malika is done to a zachar bird or a nekeva bird. So according to why should Tumtum be on here? If it's Soich Haizah Medikeva, so the Malika should be good, and therefore it shouldn't be Tumas Nevela. Manavshach, Im Zachar, Hu Kasher, Vim Nekeva, Hariya Kasher, Dabba Ofas, Lochilak HaKasif. That's on the Tanakama. Stop there in Rashi for a moment. Go back to the Gemara. Rav Elazar Omer, Tumta Mandrogan is Eimet HaBagad Mei Sablia. He takes these two off the list. They do not create Tumas Nevela. Shahayir Rav Elazar Omer, Kol Makom, Shnemar Zachar, Nekeva, Atamotzi Tumta Mandroganis, Mi Beinehem. If it says it has to be a Zachar or a Nekeva, then you take him off. Va'of, Hol, Velo, Namer, Bo, Zachar, Nekeva. It doesn't say Dafka, Zachar, Nekeva. Ein Atamotzi Tumta Mandroganis, Mi Beinehem. So, Tumta Mandroganis are also okay. Because it doesn't dafka say zachar unikeva. So Rashi explains that from a Belazar, there's also a kasha that you could say. Oh, be back to the Rashi, even though we already have a question from the Tanakama. But the Ode, Rashi continues. Midir Belazar yikala osve, dekamer kol makam shad amotzi zachar unikeva, atamotzi tumtum sveika mimai lekra, as we had yesterday. But you would exclude, but if a tumtum is just a suffik, so I thought the Torah doesn't have to exclude suffik. As we mentioned, the Torah wouldn't exclude it. Elavade biryahu. So it sounds like it's a birya. So again, question. I thought tumtum, everybody agrees, is a suffik. Gemara answers again, sami mikan tumtum. Okay, take out tumtum again from the brisa. Tashma, trying again. Reb Elazar Omer, hatrefa, vahakilayim, the yotzei dofen, tumtum vaandrogonis. All of these on this list, different types of psulim, lo kedoshim. If I try to be makdish these animals, they are not kadosh. They're not kadosh, but lo makdishin, and they're not makdish. Meaning, if they are kadosh, so then they cannot give the other another animal kedusha tamura. You can't make a tamura from these animals. So Rashi notes the obvious question: what do you mean if they can't become kadosh? So then, how could they ever get to the second stage of being makdishin? So Rashi says, Vlad, right? Vlad kadosh, right? So you have a karban that has a baby. That's one of these items. So that is a karban that has kedusha. So that animal cannot create tamura, right? That's lo makdishin, which is an interesting lashon. Again, this is a tamura sugya. How much is that second hakdasha, that act of tamura? How much is that a new hakdasha? How much is it just an extension and a stretching of the first hakdasha? Is it a result of kedusha without a maisa hakdasha? A lot of different formulations in tamura. But here it says, lo makdishin. V'yamar Shmuel explaining, lo kedoshim bitamura, v'lo makdishin lasos tamura. It can't become kadosh in tamura, even though tamura is chal on a balmum, but not these. Tamura is chal on a balmum. But lo kedoshim bitamura, v'lo makdishin lasos tamura. And it is not, kadosh enough, as we said, as Rashi, to create tamura. So again, Tumtum is on this list, but if Tumtum is either a Zachar or a Nekeva, so then why is it on the list? Sami Mikan, Tumtum. Again, we take out Tumtum from the list. Tashma. Again, this is what to talk about Timura, but let's do a little more first. Tashma. Reb Elazar Omer Chamisha, Lo Kedoshim, Lo Makdishin, Ve'elohein. So these five. Trefa, Kilayim, Yotzei Dofan, Tumtum, Androgynous. So those five are also excluded. Same thing as earlier. But here's a little different. If you want to take out Tumtum, but that's a problem because it has a number here. So you have to change the gear sub, not just the list, but also the number. Answer, Afik Tumtum va'ayil yasom. Maybe keep the five yasom. What's a yasom? An animal whose mother died in childbirth. Right? It can't be earlier or later. Because if the mother died after the animal was born, that's not yasom. As long as she was alive for a second while the baby was alive. And if it was much earlier, the mother died like earlier and we had to do a C-section to get the baby out, then that's Yosei Dofen and it's Pasul anyway. So it has to be on the way out. There was a natural birth, but the mother died before the animal baby offspring was born. That's called a Yosem and that's a Psul. That's a Psul, carbon. And that's what the fifth one would be on the list. Good. So Lamech Katanai, we're about to say maybe this whole issue is going to be a Machlokas Tanoim, again, Rav Chisda's issue, that Tumtum is for sure a Safek, or is it a Birya? So we'll get to that in a second. The Rambam says, though, again, we get to touch on a number of Kudshim Sugis today. We spoke about Arachin, now let's talk about Tamura, which is both at the end of Vayikra. We just mentioned a little Hakir about Tamura, but there is an interesting question in Halacha in terms of Malkus for Tamura. Somebody violates the Avera of Tamura and tries to switch the Kedusha from animal A to animal B, so we know there's an Issa Raisa to try to do that, and both animals are Kadosh. the Rambam counts both a mitzvah lo saseh and a mitzvah saseh. Not all Rishonim do that, but that's what the Rambam counts. Hilchas Temura has three mitzvahs, right? The Isser of Memir, the mitzvah saseh, a mitzvah saseh that we hope to never do. Right, this is another one of those mitzvot that have to do with an Aveira. You hope to never do this mitzvah. Who wants to do the mitzvah of Temura? No, nobody. It's usher to do it. But if one does this, so then the second one is also Kadosh. And then the Rambam also counts another, Shalo Yishana HaKadshim Mikdusha LaKadusha. Not just Temura from Chulin to Karban, but even from Kedusha Kedusha, the Rambam also talks about that as well, that comes up later in Hilchas Temura. Hilchas Temura is only four prakim. So the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchas Temura about Malkus. That's the one of the big sugyas in Temura. If somebody violates Temura, they're not doing any action, right? It's just words. So maybe that should be a lav she'en bo maisa. Maybe it should be a lav hanita glase. Both of those. It's not a maisa, and maybe if I violate, it's hanita glase, that the animal is... So should you get Malkus? Rambam says, "Kol ha-meimir loke, akol behemo behema shiyamir." First line in Hilchas Temura, you get Malkus. That's a rule breaker. Shneamar lo yachlifenu v'lo yamiroso. V'av al pi shalo asa ma'isa. Rambam says, even though there was no ma'isa done, mipi yeshmu alamdu shekol mitzvos lo sase she'ein ba ma'isa ein loken alav chutz minishpa u'meimir u'makalas chaver b'shem. Based on Chazal, three exceptions. Three exceptions of lo sase's without a ma'isa that you do get Malkus. Nishba. Swearing, meimir, that's us, umakalas chaver b'shem, cursing one's friend. Shlosh alavim elu, efshar sheyihe ben maisa klal, v'lokan aleihem. These three are impossible. What's he alluding to? That sometimes, we've discussed this, sometimes there's an aver that you can and can't do a maisa. Maybe a maisa is possible. So maybe if a maisa is possible, so then you're going to call it a lav she'ishba maisa, even if you didn't do a maisa specifically here. Then we spoke about chasima. Muzzling. Muzzling can be done with an action, or it can be done without an action. I could just call to the animal, hey, and the animal won't eat. Chasima b'kol. So the Rambam is alluding to that here. The Rambam is saying that these can never be done through an action, and still, you get Malkus. V'lam alokin ala tamura. So that's an exception to the rule. Lav she'en bo maisa. But now we get to the second reason why maybe you shouldn't get Malkus. V'lam alokin ala tamura v'hari lav sheba nitak la'asei. Shahare no marvim hamer yamir vayahusmar so yekodesh. Right? Why don't you say lavanita lase? Answers the Rambam. There are two reasons. Right? A lumdish Rambam. The Rambam here goes through lumdis. Doesn't just tell you what the halacha is. Mipne sheishpa ase vishne lavin. First of all, the Torah has two loshonos. Lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir. So two lavin isn't knocked out by one ase. You don't say lavanita lase if there are two lavin. V'od, and number two, the Rambam says, that this lav is wider than the assay is. She'ein lav sheba shavel assay. Sha'tzibur v'hashutfin ein osin tmura im heimiru. If a tzibur or partner, shutfin, try to do tmura, it's not tmura, but they did violate tmura. Meaning there's a los assay without the assay. Ein osin tmura im heimiru v'afal pi she'ein muzharin shalo yamiru. Nimsa omer shahayachid shehemir harayat tmura kodesh. Right, so that's why you're not going to get it's not a lavanita glase, because the los ase is broader than the ase. The los ase includes even shutfin and tzibur, while the ase does not. And that's the Rambam's shita, that if the los ase is wider than the ase, then that's not called a lav hanita glase. Good, and then he talks about that's why you're chayev tumura, and then he has the line afilu hemir b'shabis. Right, the mafarshim wonder what's the chiddush. Afilu Hamer B'Shabbos, the language of the Tosefta in the beginning of Temura, but that's the halacha. The Shaila that's asked on this Rambam, the Menachas Chinuch asked this Shaila and others, and that is, so the Rambam's rule is, you get Malkus, and it's not a leave it in a lav nidak lase, if the los ase is broader than the ase. So what about Nosar? What about the leaving over of Nosar? The Rambam, the Menachas Chinuch in Kuf Mem Gimel discusses this. The lo sase of nosar applies to everybody, because nosar, the lo sase, is applied to everybody. What about the mitzvah sase of burning nosar? Isn't that a zman grama, asked the Menachas Chinuch? And if the mitzvah sase of nosar is a zman grama, so then why is it, in this context, isn't this a case where the lo sase is broader than the ase? Because the lo sase includes even women, and the ase does not include women, and therefore you should get Malkus. for the Isser of leaving over Nosar. It shouldn't be called a lava nitiklase. That's the question of the Minchas Chinuch. Im kein gam kan alav kolol nashim gam kein di alosa se musharos via se inon mitzuvos im kein avi lon linklos alav ze the lav kolol yoser me asay. That's the question. Okay, you might say argue on the Minchas Chinuch in a number of ways. Number one, you might say maybe the women are included in this mitzvah. Maybe there's no source in Chazal, but maybe this asay is nigrari after the los asay, and therefore it would be included. One answer. The other answer might be. Could be that women are less of an exclusion than Shutfin and Tzibur. Shutfin and Tzibur have nothing to do. They do not create the assay of Tamura. They don't create the Kedusha of Tamura. They're totally mufka, and therefore the lav is more expansive. A woman in Azman Grama, is that a total afka? They could do it. If a woman burns Nosar, even according to Minchas Chinuch, she doesn't get a mitzvah. She doesn't get a mitzvah. If you would make a bracha on Sreifas Nosar, let's say you wouldn't because it's a mitzvah b'avera. But if you would make a bracha, do you want to make a bracha according to the Ramah? Right, so the fact that many Rishonim say, Ashkenazic custom, that women will make a bracha on Zman Gromitz, doesn't that show that they're not totally mufka? They're mufka from the Chiyuv. But maybe that's the difference. That this asay maybe is expansive. It's not that the, not like Shutfin and Tzibur, which are totally excluded. So that could be a couple of suggestions to try to answer up that kasha of the Menachas Chinuch. Okay, so there's Tamura and there's Arachin, touching on a couple of various worlds today, as we are here in Bechoros. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara says, Lema Katanoi. Let's say this issue of Rav Chisda, whether a Tumtum, Rav Chisda, remember, says, Tumtum is Vadai Safik. It's Vadai Safik, so maybe that's a Machlokas Tanoim. Right, going back. Rabbi Loyo Mer Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah, remember, Androgynous Bechor Hu Mum Imo. Rabbi Shmuel holds Androgynous is a Bechor with its Mum. So you can shecht it outside, but treat it like a Bechor with a Mum. Vacham Omer in Kedusha Chal Alav. Vacham say no, it's Beri B'fnei Atzma. Right, in Kedusha Chal Alav. The way we interpreted that up till now was that they only argue by Androgynous. But by Tumtum, they would agree. It's a Safek. Only Androgynous is birya and can be shechted outside. That's how we interpreted the Mishnah so far. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon Harihu Omer Hazachar V'chomakom Shomer Zachar Nemer Zachar Eino Elohoti Tumtum Androgynous. Meaning, we understand this. Rashi explains. Reb Shimon holds that even Tumtum is a birya. Rashi the Tumtum Nami Biryahu. So. What do you see? So what's this machlokas about? So you see whether it's a tumtum is a suffake, like we think that those are the first two shitos, and or a birya, so maybe this machlokas, tanoim, about Rav Chisda's issue. V'chi teimen, if you want to say sami mikan tumtum, no, take out tumtum from here too. If you take out tumtum from Rav Shimon, so Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, hainu rabbanan, but then it's the same shita. Because the earlier shita already shed, the rabbanan said, ein kedusha chal alav, androgynous is a birya. So what's the third shita adding? So you can't take out tumtum. Elolav tumtum ikabenai. It must be the difference between the second and the third shita is tumtum. The second shita holds androgynous is birya. The third shita says tumtum is also birya. The Tanakh Masaver ein kedusha chala alav a androgynous aval tumtum sveikahu v'kadosh misveika. That's what the Tanakh which here includes chachamim. Tanakh here means chachamim. Va'aser Reb Shimon ben Yehuda lameimar the tumtum birya v'lo kadosh. So maybe this is gufa. The issue of Rav Chisda is really a machlokas tanoim, and Rav Chisda is really holding like one of the opinions. So Gemara says, "Lo, to kuliyama tumtum birya lo masafka." No, everybody agrees that tumtum is not a birya. Remember, a tumtum you're not sure, and one day hopefully it'll be opened. Androgynous says is both, so tumtum is for sure safek, like Rav Chisda said. Rav Chisda could hold either opinion. Zachar on a kevo de masafka. So, but matel mum b'makom zichrus to kol yamal opligi de sacharu. If the animal is matel maim, urinates from the area where the zichrus is, everybody agrees that in the place where the hashtana usually happens by a male, everybody agrees that's a zachar. Ki pligi the machlokus in this brisa is b'matel maim b'makom nikvus. Right? If the hashtana, if the hadalas mayim goes from the makom. Of the Nekeva. So Marisol Avar Chayshin Hashem Menefcha Zechrusel and Kevuso. Maybe, one opinion is that maybe the whole, all the organs down there got mixed up and got twisted, and maybe it's really a Zachar, even though the Meir Aglaim is coming out from the Nekeva area. Umarisol Lo Chayshinan, the other one says we're not Choshesh, and if it's coming out from a Nekeva, so then it is a Nekeva. So Rav Shimon Yehuda does not hold Birya. But he owes Vada Nekeva. That's what he owes Vada Nekeva. That's why it's not a Birya, but it's Vada Nekeva. Kiha, like, Kiha, Dehora, Rebbe Eloi, we'll change that gear on the side, Rebbe Eloi, Bibehema, Matomum, Bamakam Nikvas Chulin. Rebbe Eloi holds that if you have this type of tumtum, that, but the woman, the animal is Matil Mayim from the area of Nekeva, so that for sure is a Nekeva. Right? There's no chash of it being a Bechor. If it's Matil Mayim Makam Zachar, then it's a Zachar. Matil Mayim Makam Nekeva, so Rabbi Eloi holds that is a Nekeva, it's not even a Suffolk. Not even a Suffolk, and that's what Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda also holds in the Brisa. Good. Toiber, Rabbi Yochanan wondered about this statement of Rabbi Eloi. Again, Rabbi Eloi says, our Girsa of Rabbi Eloi, that if this animal is Matil Mayim from the Nekeva area, it's a Vadai Nekeva. So what Rabbi Yochanan wondered about that. Manda Lachash, L'Tanakam, L'Rabbi Shmuel. Didn't the first two opinions in our Brisa and our Mishnah hold that it's a Suffolk? So how could Rabbi Eloi just go against those Deos? Right, those Deos hold that Tumtum is a Suffolk. Androgynous might be a Biri B'Fanatzma. But how could he just knock out those Deos? They hold Suffolk. So the Gemara says, why was he only worried about how could Rabbi Eloi say this? He's going against those two opinions. He's even going against the opinion that holds that it's a Birya. He holds Vada Nekeva. So why did Rabbi Yochanan say, what does he do about those two opinions who hold Suffolk? What about this other opinion who holds Birya? Tamar Rav Chisda, Machlokas Bandroganis, Aval Tumtum, Divriya Kol Sveika. Right? So that's what Rav Chisda says. So Gemara answer, Rav Yochanan looks here like Rav Chisda. Rav Yochanan doesn't have to hold like Rav Chisda. Meaning, maybe the Yesh Omer is saying that Tumtum is also a Birya. So Gemara says, Elo Svirale, Lema Hu Damak Rabbana Basroi. So if he doesn't hold of it, so why didn't Rabbi Loi just say like the Rabbana Basroi? It's not exactly the same. The Mepharshim struggle with this line. It's not exactly, right? One holds Vada Nekeva, one holds it's a Birya. But either way, the Gemara says, Hachanami Kamar. So that's kind of really what he's asking. Man Shavik Treva, Avid Kechad. Why would Rabbi Loi leave out, go like one opinion out of three? The first two opinions hold Suffolk. That the Tumtum is Suffolk. So why would he say that, go like the other opinion, that it's Vada Nekeva, in the case where it's Matomayim Mimakam Nikvus? Verabi Loi Keman Savra. Right, so that was Rabbi Yochanan's taina against Rabbi Eloi. Why are you following one opinion and not the other two opinions? So Lamaisa, who does Rabbi Eloi go like? Rabbi Eloi, Keman Savra. Again, the gears have changed. Kihada Amarish Lakish. Maybe he would interpret, and you'd have to re-understand the whole Mishnah in Brisa according to the following. But that's what he does. The Gemara suggests. Maybe he was like Reish Lakish. Lo Amru Tumtum Safek Ela Ba'Adam. Hol V'Zechrusa V'Nikvusa V'Makam Echad. The only Safek by a Tumtum is by a person, where they're both in the same area. Aval behema, but by a behema there's no suffik. You just go by where the hashtana comes from. Matko, there's different areas. Matel, there's a larger area in between of where the zichrus and the nikvus of a behema would be. Aval behema, matel mayim makam zichrus zachar, matel mayim makam nikvus, nikeva. And in the Mishnah, there's no suffik. You go after the makam hashtana, and you have to like re-understand and reread the Mishnah and the Brisa to fit into this. But that's how Rabbi Eloi might not be going against all of these Tanaim, because all these Tanaim are talking about animals. And he was talking about where it's the Suffolk is only by the person, but by a behema, it's Vadai. And that's what he was talking about. Rabbi Eloi was talking about animals. Good. Talking about Androgynous and Tumtum here, there is so the Chashuk Yechemed has one Ha'ara, before we continue with the Maskif. He has the following case, talking about an androgynous. Right, we're talking about getting into androgynous of people here too. We paskin that an androgynous and a tumtum are, let's say, suffik, and therefore by mitzvos, they do the mitzvah without a bracha. Let's say if it's a zman grama. Because maybe suffik is isha suffik ish. And let's say, according to the Shulchan Aruch, that a woman cannot make a bracha on a zman grama. So let's say an androgynous, where it sits is without a bracha. Right, according to the Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Simin Yud Zayin. Tumtum androgynous chayavin betzitzis misafik v'yisatzvu below bracha. Rama l'fi mashenagu nashim levarach b'mitzvah zeizvan grama gamhem yivarchu. They're no worse. Ask the Chashuk Yechemed here. We had a couple of days ago. We had, what about making a bracha b'makim embarrassing someone else? Remember that? Baruch shasli neis b'makom hazeh, the person who got into the car accident. So this is a similar question. What about making a bracha to prevent your own embarrassment? Your friend, the guy next to you on the bus, does not know that you're an androgynous. And you want to make a bracha, not on the bus, I guess, but you want to make a bracha, you're in shul, you're putting on your talis, and you're a Sephardi, and you're not going to make a bracha. So are you allowed to make a bracha to prevent your own embarrassment so that you're, you know, nobody knows? And he is note le hakel to be makel, because the Beis Yosef himself in Tafkut Peites says, Kedai harush, this is the Beis Yosef talking. Kedai harush va Mordechai lismoch aleihem. Shanashim yivarchal mitzvah zeis ban grama. Kol shekein demakam dika ravasa desavri kavasai gomen zvar besamuch. And the Ravya and the Rush. His last line is, Tov shlo levarech, kiven de plukta savik brachas lahakel. But the Beis Yosef acknowledges that there are so many Rishonim that say to make a bracha on a Zman Grama. And that's the Iker Hadin. And therefore, B'makam Atzchak, like here, Kavod Abrias, Yishlo Tzar Gadol, Efshar Lismoch Al Rishonim HaMatirim Lishu Levarech, Ubeprati Yika Sexveka. Maybe the Halacha is like the Ramah, and maybe the Safi, maybe he's really a Zachar. Right, and therefore, maybe you can make a bracha, like he says, you find by Sveksveka, by Svirsa Omer, you can make a bracha. Some Rishonim say that you can make a bracha every night, and even if not, maybe you didn't forget, right, if you're Mesupik, if you forgot. Either way, this is the Shiloh that he has, that's similar to the one that we had a couple of days ago. Okay, Matzal V'Ravoshia. So Naravoshia asks, right in the middle of the Amud, V'lechash Shema Nefcha Zichrusu Linik Vuso, how can Rabbi Loi be sure that if the animal is Matzal Mayim Mimakam Nikvus, that it's in a keva? And it has no Knusha Bechor at all, and you could shecht it and do whatever you want with it. Maybe there was some type of flip of the male and the female organs, maybe it's the female male organ is behind. So maybe he's Nefcha Zechus L'Nikvuso, Amar Lei. So he answers, come on, Kirby Meir, Techayesh L'Miyuta, what you're asking according to Kirby Meir. Remeas Choshes L'Miyut, that's what you're asking about. Abaya Bar Avin, Rav Chanani Bar Avin, Damri Shavayo. No, Afilu Timur Rabbanon. The question is even according to Rabbanon, Hol V'Ishtini Ishtini. Maybe we should say, once the animal started being unusual, so maybe we should assume it's very unusual. And not only is it a tum-tum, but the organs were flipped and are behind each other. Do you say that? That once there's a little change, do you have to assume that there's a big change? The Gemara answers, is the Amri Ishtini, is the Amri Lo Ishtini. Right? Maybe that's the Machlokas Tanaim. Maybe that's the Machlokas here, whether you have to assume that. Little change means big change, or not. So the Gemara says, Leim Ishtiv Lo Ishtini Tanaim. Maybe this issue is a Machlokas Tanaim. Whether Ishtini and Lo Ishtini, whether you say small change automatically means big change. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Tumtum shekideish kidusha kidushin. A tumtum that is makadish, a woman, it's a marriage, because maybe he's a man. Niskadish, if a man is makadish, a tumtum, kidushim kidushin. So you have to be choshish for that too, because maybe the tumtum is a woman. V'cholis v'cholitzin l'ishto. And if a tumtum is, tumtum's brother dies, he does chalitza to his brother's wife. And if a tumtum dies, so then chalitza is done to his wife by his brother. V'chotzen lishto. U'miyabim lishto. And you could even do yibim to a tumtum's wife. Why? Imanavshach. If the tumtum is a woman, there wasn't a marriage. So the brother could just marry this woman. And if the tumtum was a man, so then there's yibim. So it's fine. Either way, Mimanavshach, it is okay. So one brisa says that. V'tanya idach. But the other brisa says, Eishas tumtum chaletzes velomis yabemes. You can't do yibam to Eishas tumtum. So what's the svara? What's the machlokas about? Right, 2 day machlokas in the brises. If a tumtum dies, do you do chalitza to the wife, or can you also do yibam based on the miman of shach? So savru to kuli amak Rabbi Akiva. The assumption is that everybody else like Rabbi Akiva. To amar sris chamalo cholis velom yabem, that a man who from birth was a saris, a man from birth cannot have his reproductive organs are affected, and therefore he cannot have children. A sris chama, that means always from birth. So Rabbi Akiva says a sris chama. There's no chiv of yibam chalitza, because yibam is all about hakama shem to the brother. And if there's an impossibility of that, then there's no chiyav at all. There's no zika at all. So my la baka miflagi. So if everybody agrees to that, so what's this machlokas about? Whether Aishas tumtum does yibum or only chalitza. Demand amar cholitz b'chozen lishto, the one who says that you do chalitza, umiyabenes ishto, lo amrinan. I'm sorry, mishabenes ishto, the one who says that you could do even yibum, the first brisa, lo amrinan, hol vishtin ishtini. We don't say that, if he's a tumtum, he's probably a saris also. We don't say that. So if you don't say that, so then this person, this tumtum, was not dafka asaris, and therefore there would be if he was a man, that he'd have to do, there's a miman of shach. Uman damar choleset v'lo mesi abemes, but according to the one that says, no, only chalisa no yibum, amrin and hol v'ishtini ishtini. There's then, no, once it's shesh, this must have been a sris totally, and therefore, you only do chalitza, and you wouldn't do yivam. Look at Rashi. Uman darma edmes yabemes. Sixth or seventh wide line. Savar amrin hov ishni lemevi tumtum ishni nami lisfuki lemevi sris chama. Afilu yim zazachar. Even if it turns out to be male, this tumtum, but it's a sris. Hilkach ein misyabemes ishto denimsu pogim be'erva. Because then he was married, but there's no mitzvah of yibam. Right, because there's a pogim be'erva, emes yabem zishto. To keep it to zachar who kiddush of kiddushin, to keep it to rishchama who ain ishto, zukuku liyabam. To have it keishas ach, she ish labanim. Right, have it keishas ach. It's like an eishas ach, the marriage works, but there's no mitzvah of yibam in that case. Right, that is the chiddush that Rashi explains the Gemara. Vamiyama pogim be'ser eishas ach, miyu chalitza baye. Still need chalitza though, because it's not pashit, because maybe he's not a seris. But either way, maybe that's the machlokas. In these two brises, whether you say hov ishtini ishtini, does tumtum automatically mean saris? So Marian says lo, to kuliyam arina hov ishtini ishtini. Maybe everybody would agree to that. They have to be worried about saris, harablaz or Rabbi Akiva. The machlokas is though whether sris chama has even mechalitza. Right? Cholitz velo miyam esishto. Maybe that's the machlokas. It's a yiba machlokas. It's not a hov ishtini ishtini machlokas. Umatana libid Rabbi Akiva. But 1 second, who is this according to? Right, that going like Rabbi Akiva, and we'd say in the first brisa that you do chalitza, in the second brisa chalitza no yibum. Ilema Rabbi Yehuda havadis ris mashvila. Rabbi Yehuda says it's a vadis ris, and therefore you shouldn't even need chalitza. Ditznan Rabbi Yehuda Omer tumtum shenik ravenimsa zacha harizelo yachlos bepreishu kisaris, and therefore you don't even need chalitza. So the brisa says you have to do chalitza but no yibum. And we're saying, oh, that's Rabbi Akiva. But you wouldn't, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, then you wouldn't even need chalitza. El Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, it must be Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Detan Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Omer, tumtum lo chalitz shema yikara v'yimsas rischama. It's a maybe, it's not a vadai, and therefore the other brothers are not pater, and therefore there still is a chiyav. Says the Gemara, finishing up, ato kol de mikra zachar mishtakech nekeva lo mishtakech. What does it mean, shema, and v'yimsas rischama? Why do you only choshesh for the male side? Right? Maybe the female side. Somewhere it says, Shema kamar, Shema yikar v'yimatse nekeva, that there'd be no chiyav. Inami zachar nami Shema yimatse srischama. But it's a maybe. My benayah, what's the difference between Reb Yehuda and Reb Yossi by this case? Again, a tumtum that his brothers died. Right? The tumtum's not going to do... Right, it says lo yachlots kamri. So what's the nafgamina between them? So amarava two nafgaminas. Lifsol b'makam achim. What happens if this tumtum does chalitza? So does that ruin it for the other brothers? According to Yehuda, doesn't ruin it because he's for sure a siris. He's totally mufka. So therefore, he doesn't ruin it for the other brothers. Lav klumavad, as Rashi says. V'lo pasal mana achim. One of the other brothers could do yibam. But according to the second shita, Rabbi Yehuda is the suffix, and he would pasal. And number two, v'lachlot shalom b'makam achem ikebenayo. If he's the only brother, so then, according to Yehuda, he doesn't have to do anything. Because it's vadeh sris and it's kalesa dami. And according to the other opinion, according to Rabbi Yossi, he would have to do at least chalitza. Again, there's, big discussions here of yibum, of chalitza. If you want to look at a sikum regarding, all the halachas of tumtum in all areas of halacha, that's basically, if you look in the Encyclopedia Talmudit has it, and in the Encyclopedia Rufuit, talking of under test tumtum, so then it goes through all the various halachas about how we treat a tumtum in terms of all the Da'al Chalkei Shulchan Aruch, many, many cases where this discussion comes up. And also the fact that Sris is excluded, just to mention the Tosfos in Yevamos. Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Chaf, the Gemara there discusses Asi Dochalos Asei, in the context of if there's an Isser regarding the Zika, then the Gemara discusses, why don't you say Asi Dochalos Asei? In terms of the mitzvah of Yibam being Docha Dochalos Asei of, you know, let's say whatever the Isser is. Let's see, the Gemara talks about different types of Isser. Alman of the Kohen Gadol, Grushav Achuz of the Kohen Hedyo, maybe the Kohen dies, and his brother's a Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol. So why don't you say the Asay of Yibam is Docha, the Los Asay of Almana? Right, why don't you say that? So the Tosfos discusses, but since a woman is not Misaberes mi biri shona anyway. So hechtas yabem. Maybe she was an arusa. Hechtas yabem. The biri shona like hakam hashem. So how would we even allow asi dachalos asay? Right? You can't make him shame. Why is that even an asay on the first bia? And Tosfos answers, all you need is roi libi hashem. Hakam Hashem. You don't need actual. That's an important tosis. Va'omeri delo kashamidi delo beina shetehi ru'uya lakam Hashem elo shahayavam avayavam yiyu ru'uyin lakam Hashem. This bia doesn't have to be a Hakam Hashem bia, but the people involved have to be Hakam Hashem people. V'lo matinan ela ilanis v'sris she'enon ru'uyin leilei la'olam aval bia she'en yichol alis aberba lo mati kiman shal isha o hayavam ru'uyin lebasof laholid. That relates to our case where a sris is excluded, even though it could be others that aren't going to have a child from the Bia Rishona, but as long as they're gavers that are roi, that is good enough. Okay? Hadron Aluch al Elu Mumin. The next parak is Mumin Elu. Again, we'll stop here. Daf tomorrow will be put up from the last cycle. I'm not sure about the next day, and we'll see again after that. Again, today, this month's Shirim, sponsored Leilu Nishmas Yitzchak Aryeh Ben Menachem Mendel.